From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The sound of tear gas in Cairo, Egypt, where peaceful march deteriorated into clashes with Egyptian police today. Thousands of people gathered outside the Interior Ministry, angry about the police's response to a soccer riot that claimed more than 70 lives yesterday. The marchers blame the violence on the country's military rulers, underscoring deteriorating security since Hosni Mubarak was ousted nearly a year ago. The Federal Reserve Chairman is warning against sharp deficit cutting that might help in the short term but hurt in the long run in the U.S. Ben Bernanke testified before the House Budget Committee that full recovery could take at least three more years.
Fortunately, over the past few months, indicators of spending, production, and job market activity have shown some signs of improvement. And in economic projections just released, the Federal Open Market Committee participants indicated that they expected somewhat stronger growth this year than in 2011. The outlook remains uncertain, however, and close monitoring of economic developments will remain necessary.
Well, now here's more encouraging news on jobs. NPR's Dave Mattingly says unemployment claims have fallen again by an additional 12,000.
Weekly jobless claims declined to a seasonally adjusted 367,000. And for the third straight week, there was a drop in the four-week average. That suggests there is some hiring going on in the U.S. economy. This comes a day before the Labor Department reports on last month's unemployment rate in the U.S. Economists are forecasting a gain of about 160,000 jobs in January. In December, the nation's jobless rate declined to 8.5%. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The Republican presidential candidates are focused on getting votes in Nevada, which holds its caucuses Saturday. Recent polls show Mitt Romney ahead of Newt Gingrich, with Rick Santorum and Ron Paul trailing. Senate Democrats plan to hold hearings soon on super PACs, the independent political group spending millions of dollars in the presidential primaries. The latest from NPR's Peter Overby.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer told reporters there needs to be more disclosure and new rules on how close a super PAC can get to a candidate it supports.
So we're now living in a world created by the Citizens United decision, and it's a disaster for our democracy.
Super PACs sprang to life in 2010 after the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision and some other rulings. The big super PACs are raising million-dollar contributions and are even outspending some candidates in the Republican presidential primaries. Schumer chairs the Senate Rules Committee and said hearings will start later this month. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks mixed, with the Dow down 11 points at 12,705, NASDAQ up 9, and S&P 500 up slightly. You're listening to NPR News. Ban Ki-moon is thanking the Gaza people for their warm welcome, but the UN Secretary General's reception at the Erez crossing between Gaza and Israel today was anything but warm. The families of Palestinian prisoners hurled slippers and wooden sticks at Ban's convoy. They also held up signs that read, "Ban Ki-moon, enough bias to Israel." The UN chief is in the region to keep informal peace talks alive between the Palestinians and Israelis. He was also visiting with UN-affiliated humanitarian groups. North Korea says before international nuclear disarmament talks can resume, South Korea must meet specific conditions. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikautau has more on the North's demands.
North Korea wants an end to war games between the U.S. and South Korea, as well as an apology from South Korea for not sending an official condolence delegation to Pyongyang following the death of longtime ruler Kim Jong-il. These and other demands were released by the Policy Department of the North's National Defense Commission through Pyongyang's official state-run news agency. The statement came a day after Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell met with South Korean officials and reiterated that Washington and Seoul are open to direct talks that would restart long-stalled international negotiations to end North Korea's nuclear programs. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Helicopters and ships still searching the waters off eastern Papua New Guinea in search of victims of a ferry accident today. About 100 people are reported to be missing. 230 others were rescued after their ferry sank. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.